you lose. Love lost such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Get a look at me.
Nothing but winners, now you losers scram. Got no time for tests or a school book exam. All the kids know we're the coolest around, cause we got the best rock in any town.
Day with the new hand.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
I was thinking about my grocery list. And I got eggs, milk, cheese. Oh, wait a minute, I'm at a gig.
All right, I'm on board. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Something is wrong here. Wait, hold on. Hold on, excuse me.
Oh, girl, I'm just a jeepster for your love. Out of sight, because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is alright. Look out, mama, there's a white bird coming up the river. With a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the red. I think you better call John. It don't look like they're here to deliver the mail. And it's less than a mile away. I hope they didn't come to
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Having lots of fun, killing.
finest cabinet shop on Stock Island, listening to the new Aaron Neville tape. It was one of those sticky hot summer days. Suddenly I hear loud angry voices just outside the window. Kenny, hold up, don't do this. Kenny saying, that motherfucker says I cheated him. Behind him screaming, stop, Kenny, stop. Kenny crashes into the office and jumps on Franklin. He's an electrician we share a shop space with, and they are all screaming. Vince physically restrains his brother and they both leave the office. Kenny's beside himself with anger. Vince says, I'm gonna let him kick Franklin's ass. Kenny is still hot, punches out a couple of cabinets. Vince takes Kenny for a ride in his pickup to cool him off. Getting into his step van when Kenny walks up and begins to apologize for going off earlier. Vince and I are watching from about 30 feet away out in the hot tropical sun. Now I can't hear what Kenny's saying, but I can tell by his body language that he's getting upset. Franklin starts saying, fuck you, Kenny, fuck you. Franklin lets the clutch out a bit and pulls up a few feet and says, fuck you, Kenny, fuck you. And I say to Vince, why don't he just drive on away? Kenny reaches up in Franklin's truck, grabs him by the shirt. And Franklin is still saying, fuck you, Kenny. Kenny pulls Franklin out of his truck and slams him down in the dirt. And Kenny blasts Franklin three or four very hard hooks to the head. And Franklin's getting up, but Kenny throws an uppercut that has hospital written all over it. Yeah, it had hospital written all over it. Kenny stops and realizes how bad all this is and says, fuck this shit. Gets in his truck and leaves. And Franklin, his face is starting to swell up like an eggplant. And he walks past me and Vince and says, thanks a lot, you dickheads. And I still can't figure out why he didn't just drive on away. So I get some ice for Franklin's face, and he calls the cops, and we all have to give statements. And I wasn't proud of any of us.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
is brighter. And it's not that I'm evil, I just don't like to pretend that I could ever be your friend.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Just a key.